A big auction for blue king crab is underway in Seattle, and it's got some members of the seafood industry talking. The product isn't being sold by the usual distributors, and it isn't from Alaska waters. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Office of Law Enforcement is managing the sale of nearly 250,000 pounds of king crab that they had seized after some evidence suggested that the product had been illegally caught in Russian waters. The sealed bid auction kicked off on July 5th, and it will close this coming Tuesday. In the meantime, some crabbers have expressed concern that the auction is even taking place at all.
We're a little disappointed that there does appear to be an auction that's going to be occurring to sell this product to the highest bidder.
That said Polson, who represents the Alaska Bering Sea crabbers. He says that selling off that crab could distort the market since the blue king crab quota was small last year.
It's a significant portion if you compare it to the blue crab that we catch in Alaska. I mean, it's 25% of our entire quota.
Some crab importers have taken the same attitude. In an anonymous letter published on seafoodnews.com last week, one importer wrote that, quote, "Perhaps donating this seizure to the food banks makes sense, but I have to question the selling of it." Todd Dubois is the assistant director of NOAA's law enforcement office, and he says that he understands those concerns.
We're sensitive to that. We certainly are not looking to cause an adverse reaction in the market, nor an adverse reaction to domestic fishers who are working very hard to comply with the law.
He says that the ideas being floated by the seafood industry won't work, though, because legal proceedings involving the crab are still underway. Because seafood is perishable, the government can't just hold on to the crab until matters are resolved. But it can't just give it away either. Dubois says that should it turn out that the crab was not illegal, then the importer is going to have to be reimbursed at market value. And the only way to determine that value and make sure that money is on hand is to have an auction.
The option to donate it to, say, charity or a school system or anything like that, well, we look for those opportunities whenever we can. This is an ongoing legal proceeding. And because of that, we have probable cause to believe that it's illegal, it's still to be determined by the judicial process. So there's really no way for us to just say give it away. While we may like to do that as a food source or to a food bank, the problem is that if the government does not prevail, then the importer is entitled to fair market value of that product. And if we do not sell the product, then that fair market value would have to come from the government, which means it falls on the taxpayers, which is not an appropriate way for this to be handled.
Dubois adds that while the auction might seem unfortunate to some, NOAA sees it as being necessary for deterrence.
Well, this in the short term seems like a very negative thing to some. The reality is information we've already received from overseas, from our Russian counterparts and others, is that this particular case has actually already had a change in behavior being observed in how things are being scrutinized in Russia and other places about being sent to the United States.
The seized crab is expected to have a wholesale value of well over 2 million pounds. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.